CNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, good morning. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And if you don't know, Saturday and Sunday are just filled with local shows, and you can learn so much about the people in your community and what we're up to just anytime you want. Just flip on KCNR 1460, and lots of good info coming at you. And don't forget the Friday shows. We have a couple of local shows, too, in the morning. So I want to just make sure everyone's in the know, because there's always something new around this place. Now, on our show, Positively Healthy on Saturdays, we have a lineup of four different chiropractors on four different Saturdays. So you will never hit a lull. There's always something new to learn. And so in the studio today, my guest is Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch. And Dan, hey, how's it going?
Thank you for having me again. It's been a long time.
I know.
I have a lot to get off my chest today. So
I can't wait.
I hope you're ready for my rant.
I am. And, you know, Dan is one of the sponsors of our show. He has been since day one. The only way we were ever going to go into radio when KCNR first opened their airwaves was if Dan was a sponsor. And so, you know, we were just all we were getting in this together. So do you have any regrets?
Regrets?
Yeah.
I can't even spell regret. No.
There we go.
No, it's been a wonderful ride. This has been a terrific way for a guy that works up on the hill all day, every day, to talk with people and share what's going on and for them to interact with me. It's a terrific venue here. I love it.
Oh, well, that's great. And so you're – now, people now, we say Lazy 69 Ranch, and they're like, oh, I've seen their beef. I've seen their eggs. We know they're out there. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I did this crazy plunge into self-employment about 4.5 years ago.
Okay. I was thinking you were right.
Yeah.
Close
that's when,
to five.
You know, all my friends wanted me to seek counseling, midlife crisis counseling, because I gave up my 4 day a week, 4 tens for, 8 12s or something like that. And I'm not sure I did too good on the factor on that. But yeah, it's been about 5 years now that I've been full time with the family on the ranch every day.
Wow. Gosh. Well, you know, speaking of the ranch, I just, not too long ago, we were going to get into your whole history and how you kind of decided to do this and what you think about it and what's new and all these awards you've won and all this, you know, special stuff. But you sent me a picture. I don't know. Was that maybe in June? Was it May?
Oh, was it
a picture?
Something
dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that to everybody.
So I know, but
don't think that you're special. Just because I
don't think
a picture
I'm special.
Of something dead.
People,
you know,
on ranches have dead stuff, but there was a lightning strike at your ranch, and you sent me a picture of a dead cow.
I think it was the night of maybe June 30th or July 1st.
Okay.
We live in Round Mountain. We live at about 2,500 foot elevation, right on the hillside, and we just had a cloudburst come through about midnight that night, and lightning all around us, really close to the house, you know, and it was just a horrendous downpour. We had our windows open because it was warm, and all of a sudden there's water, you know, in the house, and so I get up, shut all the windows, and the next day only four of my five, you know, pet longhorns that I have there came calling. And so I went over the hill, and I'd found where one of my cows had actually been struck by lightning.
Wow. Okay, I mean, that's just, like, insane. I don't know. I guess there are people on 60 Minutes who say, like, I was struck by lightning, and I'm weird, but I was weird before, you know?
Yeah,
so you're
and,
like, okay, lightning, it'll kill you, but who does it really kill? It was fascinating to me.
Well, most of those people are, you know, playing golf in a lightning storm, so, I mean, they kind of, like, had it coming, right?
Yeah.
My cow was not, you know,
no,
chipping up to a green or doing anything like that when it was...
Right.
So, basically, you know, it was... I was thought, oh, darn, you know, of course, I lost a nice cow. I'm like, how did this happen? And as I walked up upon it, I could smell that unmistakable burning hair smell.
Yeah.
And then I looked further and realized that, you know, she had been struck by lightning. She was standing in a gully, and I sent you the other picture of the hooves.
I know, they were just hooves.
It's comical. It's a picture, like, of hooves and grass. And Dan is like, what's this, Dan? It's, well, these are the hooves that were on the cow. They were jettisoned from the cow when she was grounded out. And lightning struck her, and it just basically blew the hooves off.
Unbelievable amount of power.
And it became a science project for the kids. My kids were out there taking pictures and lightning and how it all happened and the physics and so forth. And then it became another science project as we watched it, decay from there. And so it's
My gosh. This is life on a ranch. It's just so different than probably during, if that was happening over my house, we just sort of huddle and life goes on.
Just another day at the office.
Just another day. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with more of Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch. We'll be right back.
You got to make the moment last just.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
The Westside Performing Arts Company proudly presents the American classic, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. One weekend only. Be sure to see this classic musical, the box office smash. Performances run one weekend only. So be sure to get your tickets now by calling the Cascade Theater box office or visiting cascadetheater.org. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, August 9th through the 11th, one weekend only at the Cascade Theater.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
We're back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And our guest today is Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch, and welcome back, Dan.
Greetings, thank you.
All right. Well, hey, our last segment we talked about the lightning strike, and it's fascinating to me. And then I want it for listeners, I can't really think about, was it a year ago? How long have you been on? Has it been since you've been on?
It's probably been close to a year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think my probation just ended, and I'm able to come back. Now, I think I dropped the F-bomb or something last time. I don't think you did.
But I want people to know how you got into this whole clean food thing. I think your mom had a little bit to do with
it. Yeah, and when I say F-bomb, I mean farm. I use the F-word. Yeah, I use the farm word, and I use the word free a lot, too. So there's a couple of F-words I go back and forth.
Okay, I'm with you now.
I started my chicken, the great chicken had breast cancer. And so she was her own advocate. She learned about processed foods and things, and she wanted to say she didn't want to give up meat and eggs. She likes her meat and eggs and good protein. So she's like, you have a touch with animals. Can you do this for me? Can you provide this to me? So my mom was my first partner in production, and that's what I've considered all my customers since, is they are steering the product based on what their needs are. And so she became my first partner in production. That's how we got started. I began growing and raising, chickens and cows for my family and then my friends. And then I had more friends that wanted, this good stuff that they couldn't get anywhere else that they could source. They wanted to know that somebody was working diligently and was basically their advocate in terms of providing. They don't have time to raise their own food. They're busy professionals. They need somebody in their corner growing stuff for them that's accountable. That's kind of how it began.
Okay. And so, and it took off how then? Started with eggs and went to beef. Started with beef, went to eggs.
I don't really know because I've been working every day since, and I haven't really figured out how how all this stuff happens. It just kind of keeps going, and I keep it going. We started off with grass-fed beef,
okay.
And the great chicken experiment was kind of in the background at the time. And we really liked we didn't start these products because we thought we could sell them to somebody. We started them because somebody needed them. And we really like that. We still believe in grass-fed beef, and we still believe in chickens that are able to get outside and get their graze on and get all their nutrients that they need to produce a quality egg. I believe that the egg is a superior product in terms of pure nutritional value, and beef is pretty good too. So we really believe in the products because they can do things for people. They've helped people through. And so it started off with the beef. I was chasing cows around all these pastures and realized that I couldn't sustainably continue the beef program on my 130 acres in Round Mountain without leasing land, which is very common in the cattle business. So we hooked up with Henry and Pam at Hat Creek Grown, who they were competitors at the time. And
mm-hmm.
This is, one of my probably two or three examples today I'll show you of nonpartisan farming is what
yeah.
I call it.
Yeah.
Is we were competitors, head-to-head family farm competitors in the same county, providing the same product, trying to tap the same market. And we decided that we were much stronger together, leveraging our skills. And Henry is the best grazier in the state. He's able to finish beef like nobody else on grass alone and raise them on grass alone. So we partnered with Hat Creek Grown, and that has allowed us to continue the grass-fed beef program because it's overwhelming for my wife and I and kids pretty much to just tend to the daily flock of right now 2,600 hens.
Aha. Okay, 2,600 hens. Does that sound right to anyone? What does your morning look like?
That's, when I say 2,600 hens, usually people say OMG or something like that. And I say, yeah, that's what I say every morning when I get up. What have I got myself into?
Yeah.
The hen is the boss. And that the book, The Egg and I by Betty McDonald, I think one of the last lines in the book after she details her life with hens is that, the hen is the boss. And I read that and she's absolutely right. The hens drive everything. It's a very rhythmic, cyclic operation. The hen will lay an egg a day. Every day we get up, we make sure that everybody's good. No bears have broken into the barns overnight or anything like that. Start collecting eggs, and we just basically tend to them every day.
Now, we've seen pictures in certain, you were part of a documentary. We've seen pictures of your ranch and Enjoy magazine, and we see the whole family working. Is that pretty much the scene, are you guys posing?
That's the real deal.
That's the real deal.
We are the real deal. And we started with that in mind. Now you're seeing a lot of marketing of family farms. I think that's wonderful. There's a lot of small micro farms popping up. There's a farmer's market every day of the week somewhere around in this area. We are so fortunate here in this area that we have no idea. The food that's available to us, try going to Wyoming and going to a farmer's market this time of year, see what you get. We're so fortunate here. Yeah, we did start as a family unit, growing for our family, and then there's a lot of other, it's complicated kind of things. I wanted to, I was making good money working 4 days a week, as I said earlier, and I wanted to be home with my family, and I wanted to help my mom. I was driven by this.
Right.
And I still am, probably more so now than when the experiment began, because now we have... Basically, I feel in a lot of ways that we have led the state and the country in our techniques that are now coming full circle, and now the voters and the people of the United States are coming back to these core values of farming, simply something as simple as setting your chickens free every day.
Right.
And free-ranging them and what that really means and being true to that spirit and not just saying, well, they've got this pen they can go into outside, but... So, yes, it's a real deal. We are a full-fledged family operation. My kids are going to be 5 and 8 this year. They work when they want to. I will reward them. I will pay them. They love it. They're part of it. They understand it. We're self-reliant. And, we're really have been supported by the community and helping us achieve an economy of scale and, get to where we're at right now.
When we come back from our break, I want to let people know where they can find your food, you know, what markets around, and then we'll talk about that grueling trip you take to San Francisco, so which, you know, they love you, they spoil you. So you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we'll be right back.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Well, I'm cooking up some ideas to straighten you out here on Sundays at KCNR 1460 AM from 10 AM to 12 noon.
Wait a minute. I can get that at home.
Well, you can, but it's more fun when everybody else is listening.
Why not listen and join in on the fun?
We entertain, inform, and just have a good old time.
Gosh, Rooney, am I in trouble?
You bet you are.
Be sure to listen Sundays from 10 to noon to Don and Judy here on 1460 AM KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, you're listening to KCNR 1460. And, you know, in the studio, we have Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch. And before we went to break, we were talking with Dan about, well, his fabulous eggs and meat. And we promised the listeners that we would tell them where to get this fabulous food.
Oh, well, of course, Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, and Sunset Market. And you have to be patient with this. You know, this is kind of one we are still small farm, and there are times when, like right now, we're kind of, you know, waiting for the new young recruits to come up and lay some more eggs. In the next few weeks, they'll be coming on again.
Okay.
And so if you don't see them, like at sunset, I know they're out right now, but we'll be back soon.
Okay, so that's going to be Top, Sunset Top,
yes,
over there, West
right.
Redding. Okay, and there, what holidays? All the holidays? Or?
Right now, we're at the Holiday in Palisadro and the one on Buenaventura up here.
Okay.
And we'll be back to Hartnell and the Cottonwood store also, and even Savemore down on 273.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we'll be back. Basically, all the holidays, and when we're flush with eggs and everything's working right, you know, it's this is and it's a good question, actually, because it's like, why the heck don't you have your eggs there, Dan? Well, because typically the demand for eggs slows down in summer. There's other farmers markets around. People have more eggs. People are eating, baking with eggs less, you know. So that this year, you know, we're developing a following where we have more of a demand in the summer than we'd had before, and it kind of caught us.
Oh, well, what a nice thing to have happen. You know, a little pressure, but people want your eggs. I mean, you said egg season is the holidays. Everyone's baking, right?
Yes.
Is that
from about beginning of November through January, February, the demand for eggs increases substantially.
I would never have guessed that for some reason. I didn't even think of there being a high season for eggs.
You know, they're not just for breakfast, believe it or not. You
hey.
Know,
they're for baking.
They hold stuff together. They do wonderful things in recipes and yeah. So
okay, well then, and then tell us about that trip you take South and what it's like and why you go there. And you have a Buy Right t-shirt on. And who? What's Buy Right?
Buy Right Market is one of my favorite markets in San Francisco, and the reason is because they give me a free sandwich every time I make a delivery.
Just a sandwich? And
I'm bought and
sold. You're that easy?
I'm done, you know. That's all it takes, you know, and who'd have thunk it? But it's what it is, it's the sincerity of the gesture. They shake my hand. You know how when somebody shakes your hand, then somebody shakes your soul when they shake your hand.
Oh,
you know? And
yeah.
That's the kind of thing that I get from them. They're so appreciative of thank you because they know that I got up at 2 a.m. and I made the 4-hour run down there and that I've got to drop the eggs off rather quickly because I have to go back and help my wife finish collecting the day's eggs and get them back in the cooler so I can start the whole weekly process over again.
Yes.
So once a week, I make a trip down to Buy Right Market, and I have some other stores down there in San Francisco. And that helps us because when egg sales slow down locally, we have to have someplace, you know, being
it's
an egg farmer.
Consistent, never missing a beat all year long.
Well, okay. It's like being on a train, basically. I can't slow once they start laying eggs, I can't slow the train down quickly, and I can't speed it up quickly.
Yeah.
All I can do is switch tracks. And if the market won't take all my eggs here, I have to take them somewhere else. So it really helps us balance, and they order lots of them. They pay us a premium for them down there.
What kind of market is that? Like, what's different about that market than, I don't know, some other market?
It's a neighborhood market.
And what neighborhood is that?
It's in the Mission District.
Okay.
And it's a neighborhood market. Most people, there's a line outside of the store as soon as it opens most of the day. People are true locavores in San Francisco. They walk to the market. They shop fresh locally every day. They see somebody like me there, and they really support it. They pay $8.99 for one dozen of my eggs, the same dozen eggs that you could buy at Orchard for 5 1/4 a dozen here. That's what they mark them up to, and I don't get that much, but that's what they retail. And that's their level of appreciation in San Francisco for a true blue, you know, organic free-range product.
What's the line out the door doing? The market is full?
It's full. It's packed. It's an amazing
phenomenon.
I've
never heard of anything like that.
It's an amazing phenomenon. It really is. And the store's fairly small. It's not a large store like a giant, you know, grocery store that you're used to walking into, a superstore. But they employ like 70 people there. And the thing that people are going in there, they're testing the fruit. They're having the butcher, you know, display the meat, and they're opening the eggs, and they're really scrutinizing the food that they buy. And it usually Buy Right has this commitment that they have to, you know, support local farmers and get fresh food in there, and people are going for it.
So is it just full of delivery trucks like you pulling in from sort of out of the area dropping off food?
Even on Sunday morning. I go on Sunday morning because, one, I don't have to fight the traffic, and it works out with our routine. But Sunday morning, there's still trucks blocking the street trying to just get the day's bread and eggs to this little hole-in-the-wall market that's just a dynamic place.
Now, you gave me a cookbook from the place. I mean, and I've seen that book around, Sunset Magazine. I mean, so they're quite a groovy, popular place, right?
They have been sincere from, you know, I was talking earlier about how we started with our customers being basically partners in production. And Buy Right has taken that and kind of let it out there for the world to see, and eating fresh and buying fresh and telling people how you scrutinize when you come into our store. This is what you should look for. This is what you should ask the butcher. This is how you should eat. And it's simple. And they're going to open a second store in San Francisco. The owner of the store has been all over the country. People have been asking him, how do you do this? Well, they have such a local food culture, and it really is a nice culture in the Bay Area that is very supportive of the people like me that work hard every day, and they're willing to reward that if they know where their food was grown or the source of their food, they know where it came from. So
they have a higher appreciation than we do here, or are we just a different type of appreciation?
Well, I think the economics of the area come into play. You have a lot of busy professionals down there, and $9 a dozen doesn't even faze them, you know, down there. And we're here. Also, on the other side, they have an enhanced appreciation for food because they are the furthest removed from the source of it. They're in the city. Everything is concrete. They've lost touch with where they came from, and they have a heightened sense of appreciation for that. On the other hand, here locally, we have some pretty, you know, good locavores here too, because we have more that rural area, more fresh, you know, eggs available, things like that available. So people here are really on top of it also, and that there, but there's more opportunities for them, and so they're more or less inundated with it as opposed to people in the city who are further removed from it.
Or shocked by it, and I love it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Positively Healthy. We're talking with Dan Martin of Lazy 69 Ranch, and we'll be right back.
I was born down south on a chicken farm near Nashville, Tennessee. There weren't nothing there but a sky full of air, 10,000 chickens and me. So one day, I said, hey, 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 I think I'll drop some vitamin C. Blew my mind, got real kind, set my chickens free.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernstein Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Reading Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
We got chickens in the cauliflower, chickens in the corn, we got chickens in the bedroom, chickens in the barn. We got chickens driving Cadillacs in Washington, D.C. My chicken's free.
Welcome back. Little Merle Haggard there. That's Dan Martin's, one of his favorite songs, one of his theme songs to his life. He has many. Hey, you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460, and we're talking about chickens and grass-fed beef. And so, welcome back.
Thank you. And Merle, if you're listening, I need an egg carton sign.
Okay. So we'll put that out there.
It's out there.
So, okay, let's go with, we've talked about where you sell your stuff locally and where you're, you know, that they love you in San Francisco. You drive second year in a row of the Cornucopia Institute's number one, absolutely tip top, can't get any better than this, award winner for the eggs in the nation.
Wow.
I mean, and the Cornucopia Institute is like, they're cutthroat. I mean, that's a, they're no slouchy group. I mean, they have really high standards.
They're a tough group. It's amazing. You know, they rated us as a 5-egg producer, which is the highest rating you can get. And it's really not based on how good the egg tastes. They don't even taste the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not they don't care about the eggs. What they care is how you got to that egg. Who are you? Are you a family ranch, or are you somebody posing as a family ranch? Are you putting pictures of chickens throwing cages away on your carton and then just keeping them confined otherwise? Are you trying to grow some of your own food? Are you raising your own chicks? Is somebody doing it for you? What do you do? You know, what's it like in your barn? What is your litter like? What does it smell like in your barn? What do you do with your old hens? they really, I provided them full access to my entire protocol and the ranch, and they liked that I was staying true to the principles that I started with, which was having our customers be partners in production and doing what made sense regardless of politically how it was viewed by anybody around me. So I asked myself that same question, why the heck would anybody care if this silly guy up on the hill is growing chickens and they're laying eggs and he's trying to sell them as opposed to anybody else? Well, when we first started out, we realized that we had a high mineral value in our soil up there.
Okay.
And then we realized that people wanted chickens that were set free. So on my carton, you see I brought one in here, it says free range organic on it. That was the same thing that it said from day one. We've changed some of the design work, you know, on here and there, but free range. And now we have terms like pastured and things like that, all basically kind of meaning the same thing, which is your chickens are not just let outside of the barn. They're not just put into an outdoor pen. They're able to go get their graze on. And you can see that in our eggs. If you wonder why some are big and some are small, some are light, some are dark, it depends on the hen's unique grazing habits every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to think that they were feeling sorry for me because I'd given up this job and here I am, you know, kicking the dirt with these chickens, and that they would buy my eggs because it's like, you know, this guy needs a hand here. And then, you know, they were saying, no, Dan, your eggs are different. There's something different about your eggs. And I'm like, can you quantify that for me? Like, you know, they taste better. And I'm like, you know, you're just saying that because you got them from me. You know me. You know I worked hard to get it. You know they're clean. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, if everybody could understand our process, then maybe they would understand more about how we distinguish ourselves from the rest of the egg producers.
And?
Well, you know, there's many things. Again, I can't say enough. Our customers are our partners in production. We listen to them. We don't say, I never approach this saying, what can I sell people?
Okay.
I approach this, how can I help people? My mom, my first customer, how can I help people? If they don't want to give up beef and they don't want to give up eggs. They want to source where they come from and they're having a hard time doing it. They have busy lifestyles. They don't have time to become experts in all this, but they want to know that where they can go to get good quality source stuff. So
Cornucopia, the Institute, who rated you number one, second year in a row. I mean, they come over, what, do they have a bunch of clipboards and they walk around? I mean, what's it like?
Well, basically, we kind of sit down and talk a lot about what we do, who we are, how we do it. And then they go and they want to know things like, you know, what's it smell like in your barns? You know,
okay.
And we've had people from Enjoy and when Tyler Ferris, you know, and it's kind of an odd thing. It's almost as odd as sending somebody a picture of, you know, something dead, you know, as
yeah.
Like terms
who would
of endearment,
do that?
But,
who would do that? Who would email me that?
But you know, it's you know, I was very proud of everybody that's been up there. I say, hey, I want you to walk in this barn, and I want you to tell me what you smell. And they walk, and they're like, you know, I kind of smell some shavings, you know, some wood shavings, but I don't really smell anything. I'm like, yeah, it's not offensive when you walk in. Our food safety starts in the barns, in the fields, with how you are handling and managing your facilities. And we've seen dirty places in Iowa produce dirty eggs. Clean places produce clean eggs. You know, some poultrymen never even walk into a poultry barn, and they call themselves poultrymen. I'm in each of my barns multiple times per day. The sights and the sounds and the smells are all things that I'm in tune with and I'm managing constantly.
So you talk about responding to consumer demand or request. How have you changed and how are you continuing to change?
One thing that we've done is, you know, I'm a member of the Farm Bureau and big supporter of agriculture in general, from small to large. And the one thing that I've seen is people wanted less soy in their diet overall, and they didn't want to give up eggs, so they wanted to eat eggs that had less or limited amount of soy in the chicken feed that was fed to the chickens that produced the eggs.
And you got a lot of phone calls or emails?
Lots of emails. I still get them, you know, a couple a week.
Okay.
You know,
this is a big deal.
People are paying attention.
Okay.
And they're saying, you know what, basically we're going to give up eggs altogether if there's somebody out there that isn't willing to help us.
Yeah.
And make a change.
Okay. Well, when we come back from the break, let's talk about how you responded to that consumer request. Okay? You're listening to Positively Healthy, and you know, we're talking with Dan Martin of Lazy 69 Ranch, and we'll be right back.
I was born down south on a chicken farm near Mashville, Tennessee.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
KCNR 1460. The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hey, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And we are talking with Dan Martin of Lazy 69 Ranch. Welcome back.
Set your chickens free.
Set them free, baby. Hey, so are you having fun today on the radio?
This is terrific, man.
Oh, good.
This goes by so fast.
I know. You know? It's just like, blink. And so you're telling us about consumer demand and just like the little shifts and changes you make, and that you have all these emails and calls, all these people, they want you to pull the soy out of your chicken feed.
Women in particular have been emailing me and asking, you know, me if there's soy bean in my chicken feed. And to clarify for people, I let my chickens graze every day. They get a certain percentage of their food, daily ration, you'll call it, from just grazing, and I also keep a certified organic balanced ration. It's my own formulation. It's a proprietary Lazy 69 custom. Nobody else in the world has it, and it's an evolving thing based on trying to get the egg right where we want it. We want a rich yolk all the time. We want all the nutrients passed into the egg. But also, women have been concerned about the amount of soy in their diet. And they're finding out that a lot of foods have soy in them, and they're trying to identify these and cut back. So, unfortunately for me, the chicken farmer, soybean is rivals corn for our number one crop in the United States. So it's very difficult to find a replacement for that, because chickens need specific amino acids that soybeans have. And to replace them, it's very expensive. So what I've done is I have significantly reduced the amount of soybean in my feed, right to the point where now I need to grow my own something or other, you know, on the ranch to replace the rest of it. So rather than...
How low are you now?
Or about 15% of the total balanced ration is soybean. By comparison, most balanced rations, even organic balanced rations, are somewhere probably 50 to 75% soybean, because it has such high protein in it and it's so readily available. So my feed is more expensive. I've replaced it with some other, things like greens in the feed and things. And, you know, we've gone through this whole trial of trying to keep the feed mill from, you know, basically pushing the button and, you know, destroying me just because they're tired of me. But you
not
know,
that guy again.
Yeah, this guy again. Boy, he, you know, why can't he just do what everybody else is doing? And that's what sets us apart, is I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. I've never done it that way. I'm listening to my customers. You want less soybean. It's important to you. It doesn't hurt the chickens any. It's not an animal welfare issue. They're getting their other protein. I just have to go to work harder and figure out how to get you a feed with less soybean in it, and that's what we're doing.
So you're down to 15%. Do you plan on going further?
Yes. There, you know, the common replacement is catfish meal or crab meal. Neither of which, you know, I have available to me or to my feed mill. The logistics of getting catfish or crab meal to a feed mill, you know, is different than getting corn and soybean to a feed mill via a train car or something. You know, it's a little bit different. And then I have people that are concerned about, well, okay, they're vegetarian, and so by eating the egg that was produced by a chicken that ate catfish, that would kind of somehow exclude them or preclude them from being able to, you know, continue their vegetarian lifestyle. So we have concerns about, and then also that people are asking me, well, what about mercury in the farmed fish that you're getting? I'm like, well, it's organic, but we really don't know. We haven't had it tested. So my goal is ultimately the Lazy 69 Ranch will be growing closer to 100% of its own food
chicken.
That's the ultimate goal,
is
to be self-sufficient completely. It's going to take some time to get there. I'll need some help from, you know, my partners in production again to understand, you know, why are my eggs a little bit more than the other brand of eggs that's commercially marketed. It's because we're doing a little bit more for you than the average chicken farmer.
Oh, excellent. What a commitment.
It's, you know what? I am more committed now than when I started. I mean, I'm on a mission, and it's, you can't stop me, so don't try.
Let me see. Was there anyone around here going to stop him? No. So, I think we're all in support of you.
I feel really strongly about this because it's important, because I'm trying to balance. I was the first person on the planet, and I'm speaking literally here, to reach across the party line to, like, the Humane Society and this animal rescue place that I have that comes and takes my old birds that are no longer as productive as I need them to be, which are significantly older than the industry standard to begin with when they retire, and they take them and they adopt them out to backyard enthusiasts.
Okay, so no one knows really what you're talking about. Go ahead and, like, say, and just people, okay, once your hens have reached a certain age where they are not big egg producers,
yes,
a group shows up who is, like, don't kill anything group, right?
It's a vegan oriented operation.
Okay.
They don't believe in using animals in any form of production, even though the egg is not to the hen as the bacon is to the hog.
Right.
And I treat my hens well. I let them free range every day. They're all cared for very well. They don't agree with, principally they disagree with using animals in production.
So,
period.
Like, they would never eat your egg.
They would be the first ones picketing outside of my gate to shut me down.
And so, and they take your hens, and then they adopt them out, and their group gets paid how much for each hen someone
buys? Yes.
Okay, you donate.
I don't receive any cash for them.
Okay.
I could sell them at feed stores, you know, so forth and so on. I don't receive any money for them. I donate them to them. They show up in white Tyvek suits. I tell them which ones that I'm donating today. They crate them all up, and they take them down to this other free-range rescue ranch they have, and they charge people about $15 a bird for that person to adopt it. But there's an adoption screening process that you know, says you can't eat the bird, and that if it doesn't work out for you, they will take the bird back.
Okay, so, and this is going to be a pet?
It's going to be – I've received pictures – from, in fact, if you go pictures of
you sent me a picture of your chickens
on a leather couch
in somebody's living room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should feel bad that I never got them a leather couch. Yeah, I mean, they have it pretty darn good to begin with. I mean, yeah.
Okay, so a life of a chicken at your place. I mean, the whole life cycle. Oh my goodness, this is pretty terrific.
It's about a 3-year deal. We raise all of our own chicks, and you know, about 3 years old, they get old, they get tired. We retire them humanely, and I'm hoping that I get, you know, an equally humane retirement when I'm ready.
Don't count on it. Hey, we're going to go to a break here, and we've been talking with Dan Martin about the luxurious life of his chickens, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. I'm Trudy Pratt, and we'll be right back.
Too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
For nearly 20 years, SCVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, has recognized individuals and groups for outstanding advocacy efforts for our veterans. The 2012 CVAC Awards Banquet is this Saturday, July 28th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading, with social hour at 5 p.m. and a dinner and program starting at 6. A roast beef and chicken dinner will be prepared by Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and is included with your $12 ticket. Entertainment for this special evening, saluting our veterans and those who advocate for them, includes a brand new song by local musician Chris McCandless. You're invited to attend this special event this Saturday evening at the Reading Vets Hall. Tickets are available by calling CVAC President Julie Clausen at 241-4126 or stop by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office on Shasta Street in Reading.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling
groovy. Oh, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. And in the studio, live, we have Dan Martin. And welcome back, Dan.
Thank you again.
Yeah. So, always interesting. There's always just, you know, my mind is always boggled.
I don't make this stuff up.
It has to be fiction.
To me. I don't make this stuff up. People really do come to my ranch and take my chickens and, you know, and I donate them and they end up on people's other couches. And,
I just love it. And you were saying, because I know listeners are thinking, well, how long does a chicken live? Do they, you know, you like they could live 5 more years hanging out in like Marin County on a leather couch.
Yeah. Yeah. My hens typically stay with me into their third year.
Mm-hmm.
And by comparison, the commercial hen usually lives to be about 75 or 80 weeks old, about a year and a half, and that's it. And they go into the soup can. And so there's a big difference in there. And that's why if you open up that dozen eggs that I brought here today, you'll see that our eggs are significantly larger than the average egg on the shelf. Our hens are a little older. They produce bigger eggs. But, yeah, you know, a hen is productive, and then she'll go into a molt, and then she can live few more years after that, you know, without all this stress of me giving her motivational speeches on laying an egg every day.
Oh, you crack me up. Okay, so I know that California voters, was it a year ago or two now?
Yeah, a couple years ago, California, there was a proposition.
Okay.
The number escapes me right now. But basically, California said that they didn't want eggs from hens that were in small cages. This is how in a box. And so California voted unanimously a couple years ago that, hey, we want these standards revised. We want more room in the cages. They didn't vote to eliminate the cages, which was interesting. It was they wanted bigger cages where the chickens could at least spread their wings. Now, believe it or not, the Humane Society is asking California to wipe that out. They have partnered with egg producers now. So now you have Humane Society partnering with egg producers like we were doing, you know, years ago with the animal rescue and saying, hey, we want a national standard so we don't impede the flow of commerce and eggs because California was an island. They said any eggs that are to be sold in California have to meet this new California larger cage standard by 2015 or Iowa or these other states cannot sell eggs to California, which imports about half of its eggs. So the Humane Society is partnering now with egg producers around the country saying, let's adopt a uniform standard for all producers so we can keep eggs flowing and people can still have an affordable egg. So there's some compromises on each side. What's interesting to me is that this, it's called the Egg Products Inspection Act of 2012, and it was just introduced a couple of months ago by Dianne Feinstein and some co-sponsors. what's interesting to me is that they've come up with these brilliant, you know, riveting suggestions on how to improve the welfare of hens. Now, see if any of this stuff sounds familiar, a la Lazy 69. The number one thing is require conventional cages to be replaced during an apple phase-in period with new enriched colony housing systems that provide each egg-laying hen nearly double the amount of current space. That's double the amount of cage space. That doesn't necessarily mean setting them free.
Right.
Okay. Mine are already free. I've said they're free range from the beginning. I've never changed that. And then they require that after a phase-in period, all hens be provided with environmental enrichment such as perches. Wow. Nesting boxes and scratching areas. Well, come on, duh. That's day one stuff you learn in, you know, chicken farming. You know, that's chickens need to get their graze on and scratch. So these are, like, you know, riveting new discoveries that they are going to require, right? Okay. Now they want require labeling on all egg cartons nationwide to inform consumers of the method used to produce the eggs, such as eggs from caged hens, eggs from hens with in enriched cages, eggs from cage-free hens, and eggs from, what, free-range hens. Right on the box. That's what I've had since day one. It's free-range. Everybody said, oh, you got to change that to pasture to something else, and now the rest of the world's coming back to free-range. Some other things here. Prohibit feed or water withdrawal molting, which is basically to extend the laying cycle. So basically no forced molting, no putting them in the dark without feed to make them more productive and go through a molt. We never do that. They go through a molt individually. Some have feathers, they grow them back, they keep on laying for us. And then they talk, prohibit excessive ammonia levels in hen houses. Well, come on. I mean, did somebody want excessive ammonia in hen houses? Of course not. You know, all these things are basically coming full circle, in my eyes, to where we've been all along. It's now the rest of the world is catching up, saying, you know, we really like this kind of small farm way of doing things, but we need to find a way to do it nationally that doesn't impede commerce. And what I say to people is still, again, vote. You vote every time you go to the checkout stand. You are casting, whether you believe it or not, I know this is an election year for the president, but believe it or not, you have the power to vote every week or every time you go to the grocery store. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to just support one of our local egg farmers or somebody like us, and by choice and by showing the rest of the world that you're only buying these eggs from free chickens, and you're not going to buy them from cages? That would change the industry. We don't need, I mean, I think this is in the right direction, but it's taken a lot of resources just to do what makes sense.
Right, just to go back to common sense.
Just to go back full circle.
Now, when I look at your carton right here, it says free range organic, okay, one dozen grade AA large brown eggs. Okay, what is all that?
Okay, free range. Because
I think that free range, everyone's confused about
free range is not a legally protected term by anybody. Organic is a protected term. I have to hire an organic certifier to come in and make sure my protocol is organic from start to finish, including the feed and the way I treat them. Free range, a little more subjective. Some people say they're free range if I open up the barn doors and they don't go outside. They're free range if they're in a pen in the yard. My version of free range is if you come to my place, I mean, you can, you know, fire a slingshot and not hit the fence from where the chickens are. The chickens don't know what fences are. They're able to graze as far as they want. The one dozen, obviously, grade AA. That means that we have a fresher egg. Our air cell at the top of the egg, when the egg is laid, is smaller than the rest, and it's a fresher egg. It's here locally, and the stores, you know, like Orchard and Holiday and Sunset, only take what they can go through in a week. So that's it, and they are large.
Okay. Oh, and they are large. Well, I knew the one dozen part. I was pretty certain that meant 12.
Well, there's actually a 13th egg in there. Our eggs are a little bit bigger than the average egg, so there's actually an extra 2 ounces in each carton, so you're actually getting a 13th egg. So,
well, okay, see?
I just had to have the last word
in. Yeah. Okay, so that helps. That helps the listener. It helps me. We know we're supposed to be thinking free range. We know it's a term that gets interpreted. There's a little bit of corruption in the term. Mm-hmm. It means that they could almost do anything and call it free range.
Nobody's policing that term.
No one polices that term. And then we can count on you to tell us exactly what it means and exactly what it means to you. And so, which is why we love supporting you and your local everything, you know, anything we can do to support you and keep you going. So I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you had fun.
I always have fun.
Oh, good. And maybe it won't be a year before you come on again.
No, anytime.
All right.
Anytime you'll have me. I'm here.
Well, you're listening to Positively Healthy on KCNR. We'll see you next week.
Fox News Ready to Go, I'm Pam Puso. Intense fighting in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Government forces backed by tanks and attack helicopters are trying to retake neighborhoods seized by rebels.
The road into Aleppo is lined with the destroyed armor of government forces. It shows how far the rebels have come in taking the fight to President Assad.
Sky News reporter Alex Rossi on the Syria-Turkey border, the assault raising fears a new massacre could be looming. A four-year-old girl is safe, but three other people are dead, and the girl's father is under arrest. Police say Kevin Matthew Cleaves allegedly shot two women and a man in Pennsylvania yesterday, then fled more than 200 miles. He and his daughter were found near Youngstown, Ohio.
Turned into the Walgreens parking lot with the assistance of the law enforcement task force, able to get him out of the vehicle without any incident.
Austin Town Police Chief Bob Gavalier, the 35-year-old, is charged with three counts of criminal homicide.